Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network on this Monday, the 22nd day of February 2021. All across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio, from Traverse City down to Toledo, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio, Anthony Bellino company from the Radio Bunker. Plenty of ways you can get in contact with us. You can give us a call via the Auto Valley guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter, XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. You can text us using the keyword Sports Radio to 21000. Text Sports Radio to 21000. We're on television on Comcast Channel 900. And just in case you missed any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the Studio. And I am at AC Bellino. Dan, Ryan, good Monday morning to both of you. How are you this morning? Start of a fresh week. It's Monday, best day of the week. Time to really set the tone for the rest of the week on this Monday.
I'm doing well. Dan's dealing with computer issues, so...
Oh boy.
I'm all right. It's supposed to be 39 degrees today.
Heat wave.
It was 36 when I walked out the door. It hasn't even been 26 in a month, I think.
Well, Dan, I don't know about you, but I mean, we got like 3 or 4 inches last night.
Yeah, we got like maybe a half an inch, but it was obviously because it was getting warmer. It was just slush. So it was super heavy.
Yeah, I got a lot more, so my drive is a little more interesting coming in. Roads were clear, just wet, so be careful.
Well, that's less than ideal.
Right, but hell week for Michigan State started this weekend. Got Illinois, Ohio State, Maryland all this week.
Oh,
so, brutal. Hey, game after game after game. It's going to be a busy, hopefully fun week.
Well, I don't know if you have an extra green shirt that I can wear for tomorrow, but I'll throw one on for tomorrow.
No, you will not.
For Illinois and then Ohio State, I think Michigan fans, well, not really Ohio State, they just kind of knocked that one.
Yeah, we settled that.
That team's out.
Oh, but that felt good yesterday. Boy, did that feel good. I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. I think
all Michigan fans were nervous.
I could have thrown up.
It'd been a while since... played a team where it's like, yeah, they can compete with us.
It's been a while since we beat Ohio State in anything.
Right.
The last thing we want to do is be ranked in the top five of the country in the basketball side of things and then lose to that godforsaken school.
Now, do you think the BCS will let you guys run this one back?
I hope the voting. I hope the committee gets together and puts everything in play and votes and decides who gets to play and when and where and whatnot. That would be fun. But the last thing Michigan could afford to do, from a fan standpoint, the mental health of the fans, was to have a season in which the basketball team is top five and then lose to Ohio State. Because what you would have gotten from Ohio State fans is, well, we don't care about basketball anyways. We still beat you. Like, that's what you would have gotten, 100%. You know, I was getting some of the responses already yesterday on Twitter when I was referring to a video in which Eli Brooks received a flopping warning after getting shoved to the ground on a push-off.
Good.
What?
I mean, do you really want to start chirping about missed calls when there should have been two technicals on Michigan for having their phones out on the bench?
Oh, phone gate. I was wondering how long it was going to take you to bring it up. We made it 5 minutes and 43 seconds. 5 minutes and 43 seconds.
Less than that, because we start 50 seconds after the hour. So
I just started.
You brought up officials. Like, it should have been a push-off. It's like, well, then there should have been technicals.
Yeah, Chris ordering food.
Got to get off the floor for that.
Oh, this is where I'm not letting it happen today.
I'm just saying.
Not let it happen. We threw a pizza nuts on the table, went down to Columbus.
I'm just saying. Dub,
not worried about the cell phone.
It's not his first rodeo. He knows he has to get off the floor.
As for Juwan's, I watched the video.
That was just weird. Like,
was it a phone or was it his flip card?
I don't know.
It's a laminated card because it's like he looks in his looks down his pocket, and I'm looking for whatever it is. Brendan Quinn said that, you know, he was waiting on, you know, the university to
They're not going to
get back to him on what it was. But he always has his, you know, he's always got his like little laminated flip card, and I don't want to say, you know, it's hand size. It's probably maybe.
I mean, he could also tape it just right to his phone as well.
I mean, you don't
easier to grab.
You can't leave your stuff in the locker room anymore; it might get stolen.
Well, and how about that story? So it didn't actually get stolen? All of Deion Sanders' stuff was still there?
Well, no, it wasn't there. His assistant allegedly found somebody stealing it, saw it, like, walked into the room and saw somebody stealing it, so took it and hid it again. I'm like, why wouldn't your assistant tell you, Deion?
It doesn't
really make any sense. Yeah,
the assistant's
in
on it. Inside job.
You want that Prime 21 necklace. That's what you want. You want that chain.
He said, lucky I had my chains on. Thank God I had my chains on, he said. I don't know. I just, you know.
It sounds a little fishy to me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Deion Sanders going down there to coach, trying to give him some hope. And you got somebody trying to steal. Like,
I mean, it was 53-0. I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good start.
Football field. But, like, how are you gonna do that to somebody who is – He doesn't need to be a coach. He could have stayed where he was at. He wants to help. Wants to help people. He wants to help kids. He wants to have an impact. And that's how you're going to treat him? You're going to try to steal his stuff? Cam Newton's donating his time, and you're going to have some little kid talking smack? God, I wish Cam Newton would have smacked the taste out of the kid's mouth. He says, you're a free agent. You're going to be broke. Like, kid, shut up. And Cam says, where's your dad at? Like, yeah, where is your dad at, kid? Like, that's exactly what Cam should be asking for. Where is your father at? Like, who in that house isn't teaching respect of adults? They should get the belt, too. It all starts at home. It does. That's just a crap kid. I watched that video. I was so aggravated watching that video. I don't even like Cam Newton. I don't even like him. Great to see Draymond Green helping out Steph Curry in the crew. Got that, you know, got the text at the end of the game. And, you know, then he had the play in which Steph Curry was double-teamed the other
night. 8 minutes for you to bring up Draymond Green.
8 minutes and 47 seconds.
I do have a Draymond. I'm actually wearing a Draymond Green shirt right now.
Did you see Steph Curry get double teamed, threw it to a wide open Draymond Green, and he didn't do anything with the ball except for wait for Steph to try to shake the double team to give it back to him for the shot? That's a useless.
Yeah, because they do the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air type of play calling. Pass it to Will. Pass it to Steph.
Well, you don't want him. Speaking of Fresh Prince, you don't want Draymond to go Carlton Banks again and then just chuck it off the backboard.
I'm actually very annoyed with Golden State because they cost me a lot of money this weekend on Friday night. So them losing to, was it Charlotte Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
I took them 4.5, part of a 17 parlay, 6 legs hit, would have won me probably $500.
Oh, that would have been nice.
So it was like, here comes the PS5 because I had it in two different apps. So that would have been $1,000.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Really upset with Golden State right now.
Could have gone PS5 and mortgage payment all at once.
Yeah. So then I went chasing the rest of the weekend and lost a lot of money.
I'm sorry to hear that. Who else lost over the weekend? The Red Wings, they split a pair against the Florida Panthers. Lost Friday 7-2 in a blowout. Rebounded and won on Saturday. They'll play again tomorrow night. For the first of two against the Nashville Predators, the Pistons, they lost Friday and Sunday, 109-95 on the road at Memphis, and then 105-96 last night on the road, the Magic Kingdom against Orlando. The number 3 Michigan Wolverines head down to Columbus. They beat the 4th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes 92-87 yesterday. Michigan State, they get back in their winning ways. Big win over Indiana, so congratulations to old Sparty there. Much-needed victory for Michigan State. They'll get geared up and ready to go for tomorrow night's matchup against the Illinois Fighting Illini, 7 o'clock tip-off on FS1. We'll step aside. We are back with more X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hockey and basketball fans love scoring in nets, but what else do they have in common? A chance for an easy 100 from BetMGM. Register for the King of Sportsbooks and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Lakers-Wizards game. And if either team hits a 3, you win. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. All we're asking you to do is sign up by using the bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Maybe you have more in common with other sports. That's fine. It doesn't matter your sport. BetMGM is where the stakes are always raised. Enjoy innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials for major payouts, daily promotions, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either the Lakers or the Wizards hitting a three. It's money in a bank. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
So what's your reason for feeling lousy today? Round number birthday or just another one? Glory days with the college buddies? Game went to overtime or was it Tuesday? Whatever, you need to lose the hangover and get with the program. And that's why you need Blow Low. Blow Low is a sobering aid that clears your head and helps reinvigorate and energize your body. Blow Low assists in eliminating hangovers with a proven metabolism accelerator, helping to break down toxins and reduce alcohol levels up to 50%, and all in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Blow Low can eliminate breath odor from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, and more. Visit blowlow.com, that's BLOWLOW.com today, and feel better in as little as 15 minutes. Your next birthday, overtime, glory days, day of the week party will go down better, and you'll feel better the next day. blowlow.com, use the promo code HUGE for free shipping. Blow Low encourages everyone who consumes alcohol to act responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Statements not evaluated by the FDA.
The great thing about the 60s was the different types of music you hear on one radio station. And FM radio wasn't available to people at the time. And so
it's a BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haydlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino company from the Radio Bunker. You can text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000, or call us on the Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. Great to have you riding along with us here on this Monday. We're going to talk to Spike Albrecht, the Michigan alum. He will join us coming up in just a few moments to talk about the Michigan basketball team and the victory on the road yesterday in Columbus. That was a lot of fun. Matt Shepard will join us for our Monday crosstalk as well. Play-by-play voice of the Tigers. Obviously, you know who Shep is. I don't really need to introduce him, but you get it. He will join us coming up in hour number two. So stick around. We're going to get to all the games and everything that happened, but a fun weekend in sports. And for it being a Sunday, that was the kind of Sunday that I think that we needed once we move on from football. You know, football's still in the headlines, in the news. We've got FCS football being played right now. So if you want a little bit of a fix, there's a way to find games and, you know, watch, you know, 1AA, as they used to call it now, the football championship subdivision, as opposed to the football bowl subdivision. But you could still get some games on. And Deion Sanders and the staff that he has put together is a fun, interesting story. The fact that his personal items were stolen from his office, but then they weren't stolen. They were, you know, placed somewhere else. Whatever. You got a Pro Football Hall of Famer in Deion Sanders, who made his coaching debut at Jackson State yesterday. And, oh, by the way, they won 53-0. So that's fun. Coach Prime says when they said there was a miscommunication of what was happening with his stuff, he said, no, it was stolen, but they got it back. It was stolen out of my personal bag in my office. My assistants caught the gentleman in the process of stealing it, but she was alone. No miscommunication at all. Whoever putting out the lie that my belongings weren't stolen is lying. My belongings were taken out of a zipped bag in my office, and more items were taken as well from my office. We have retrieved them since being reported. My staff member witnessed the crime. And that's according to Deion Sanders. It's just a shame that happened, you know, for someone who is, as I mentioned, Pro Football Hall. It's Deion Sanders, for God's sakes. And, you know, he's giving his time to try to help in an area that, let's face it, you know, that area of the country isn't exactly, you know, a prime place to live, if you know what I'm saying. And, you know, it's just, it's unfortunate that they, that people feel the need to do something like that. We had outdoor hockey, Lake Tahoe, very scenic there, that took place all day Saturday. They started the game, and then, of course, they had to postpone the game. It was supposed to start 3 o'clock Eastern time. They would pick things back up around midnight because of ice conditions. So a delay of 8 hours between the Colorado Avalanche and the Vegas Golden Knights ended up taking place under the lights. You couldn't have found... Now, I'm not a huge fan of the outdoor games just because when the weather plays a role in the game and if you can play or not, I think that the game at the Big House... You know, they played one at Notre Dame. Like, there's, you know, okay, that's fine. But eventually it's going to get played out. But the Lake Tahoe
outdoor it already game, is played out. It already, yeah. But luckily they found this venue.
If you did one a year, I'd be okay with it. And if the one a year was big and you kind of had a good feel for, you know, maybe it's a rivalry game. You know, obviously you could throw an original six type of teams in there and you're always going to get a pretty big draw, you know, Wings, Blackhawks, something like that. But the teams have to be good. There's got to be some sort of like regional tie to it and it's got to be billed as such. You know, the more outdoor games you have, you know, the less value there is for an outdoor game. Hell, we had an outdoor game in the ECHL, the AA hockey level. We had an outdoor game.
Was that played at Comerica Park?
No, it was played at Fifth Third Field.
Oh, wow, really?
That's yeah, cool. Yeah, so it's a little wall I played where the Mudhens were playing. Well, but the issue is that if you're playing at Comerica, with the size of the video board that you have and the way that the stands are structured, they're high enough to where you can actually see. At Fifth Third Field, you put the ice out there in the outfield between, and it was they tried to move it as close as possible. So think like the beginning of it was maybe, you
yeah,
know,
it's
between
like
first
base.
And third.
Right.
Right. And going out, you can't see anything. If you're sitting, you know, if you're sitting in the lower level, you can't see anything. All you see is like, you know, the boards because how are you supposed to see? It's too far away. So it's a neat idea in theory. And they're going to have another one. It was supposed to be this year. They're going to have another one. I think they postponed it to next year because of the walleye opted out of the season. But yeah, it's a novelty type of thing. Once is enough. One time a year at the NHL level is enough. But the Tahoe setting was awesome.
Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah. Like, my dad was watching. This is after the state game Saturday. He turned on the golf tournament. He was like, we're going to watch hockey for a minute because I just want to see how this looks. And it was wonderful. But, yeah, just keep it New Year's Day. Like, you have your one. Don't extend it to, like, oh, we're going to do a series in 3 games a year. It's like, no, New Year's Day.
Would you, if you were Gary Bettman, though, and you bring up a good point here with New Year's Day, would you do it New Year's Day? Or would you try to push it to a Sunday like yesterday where you have a better chance because you know New Year's Day is a college football day and your Christmas Day is an NBA day. So why not try to carve out your own niche here?
You got to find a day, though, but to have it a random Saturday where people just, I mean, we all know how the NHL promotes things. They just don't.
Not well.
So to have it a random Saturday would just not be great because then people just wouldn't know about it. So they have to find a day. Even if it's New Year's Eve. Like, hey, we'll play it New Year's Eve. Because you don't know if there's college football or not. Who knows? But they have to carve out their own day. Keep it once. And one thing I loved when it was in Michigan, they had the Comerica Park set up for the alumni game. But throughout that week, high school teams got to play real games on that ice.
Mm-hmm.
So that I thought that's a cool opportunity. Like throughout the week that like it's not just used, it's not just one and done. You got a bunch of other high school kids that are playing this phenomenal game in Comerica Park.
They did the very same thing in Toledo. They book the ice every day of the week. Because any day it's not in use, you're losing money. So you might as well, you know, try to get some people in there, sell some tickets while you're at it.
They should maybe consider like Super Bowl Saturday. Or maybe that Ooh. Week, the week in between.
Pro Bowl day.
Yeah, the week in between the
take over the
championship
Pro Bowl.
Games. Yep. They should do that.
That's a good idea because it's still in the midst of winter that, it makes sense. I like that. I like that
there
for a date.
You know, there you go, Gary Bettman.
Yeah, get it away from pro football. Get it away from the NBA's day. You try to carve out your own day. And if it became every Sunday before the Super Bowl, you knew the NHL had their outdoor game celebration, you know, at least we could look forward to it. You could put it on the calendar, right? But it was a fun weekend in sports. Between that, you had college basketball, Michigan State with a huge win over Indiana. I want to let you know I was rooting for you guys. Ryan, I was cheering for Sparty to get that win, you know, in Indiana, because, you know, a lot of Hoosier fans believe it's still like 1975. It's not. It's 2021, so that's cool. And I understand Hoosier basketball fans. I get it. Trust me. I'm a Michigan football fan. I love living in the past. That's where I reside at. And then Michigan and Ohio State, a top five game. First time ever, despite what I had tweeted, because there's, you know, I can't, you know, compose all my thoughts correctly on Twitter. It was the seventh time since 2013 the two teams have met in the top 25. The first time in program history that these two had met within the top five of the AP top 25. Heavyweight slugfest turned into a shootout. An incredible game. Plenty more to come on that one throughout today's show. But that was a lot of fun. You watched the Red Wings get a victory and split a pair between them and the Florida Panthers on a back-to-back. Pistons last night against Orlando. I came to the conclusion, and correct me if I'm wrong and if this sounds inappropriate, but between Killian Hayes and Sekou Doumbouya, if you watch Nikola Vukovic play basketball, if you watch Goran Dragic play basketball, if you watch Nikola Jokic play basketball, I'm done with French people, okay? Not French people, but French basketball players. Like, stop going to France. Start going to the Balkans. Go get some Slavs. Those guys can play. Those guys can play. Give me the Slavs. Stop drafting the French. We'll step aside when we return. Spike Albrecht joins us, the Michigan alum. He'll hop on board with us to talk about Michigan's victory on the road in Columbus. That's next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.